So you're taking the leap, huh? Gonna double the paws and wags in your life. That's awesome. But if you're anything like me, a little pre-game planning never hurts when it comes to our furry family, right?
For sure, for sure.
Which is why we're diving into some advice from across the pond this time. Onlinehun.dk, it's the spot for dog info in Denmark, apparently.
They know their stuff.
And they've got this whole guide on adding dog number two, which, let me tell you, some real gems in there.
Oh, yeah, they don't mess around.
First thing that jumped out at me, they are big on making sure your first pup, your OG best friend, is truly ready for this life change, you know?
It's the foundation, right? Like, you can't build a happy pack without that solid base.
Exactly. And part of that, they say, is making sure your current doggo has moved past three big phases: puberty, so you're past all that teenage angst, then hitting social maturity.
Which, let's be honest, some dogs take longer than others. Ha
No kidding.
ha.
And then that independent streak some get. Like, I love you, human, but I do what I want.
Classic. But yeah, when they're through those phases,
That's when they're more like role model material, yeah.
for sure, more secure, predictable, which is exactly what you want when a new pup's figuring things out. Think about it. A well-adjusted older dog, they practically become training assistants.
Whoa, like built-in obedience coaches. I
Right?
like it. So instead of two newbies running wild,
You've got the seasoned pro showing the ropes, reinforcing your command.
making your life easier. Okay, that's smart.
Fair.
But speaking of finding the right new addition, they had some interesting advice on compatibility. And no, it's not setting up doggy Tinder profiles, though.
Though there's a million-dollar idea.
Right. But seriously, they're big on matching energy levels.
Makes sense. You don't want like a senior pup who's all about naps and chill vibes.
Paired with a puppy who's basically just a furry tornado bouncing off the walls 24/7. Recipe for disaster.
And grumpy old dogs, they don't always react well to that kind of energy. We've all seen those awkward dog park moments, or
Oh, tell me about it. I swear, some dogs think every other dog is there to play chase, and some are just there for the smells and maybe a good butt sniff.
exactly. And along those lines, the guide also recommends considering gender, opposite genders when possible. Not a hard rule, but
But it could head off some trouble later down the line.
exactly. Minimizes those hormonal clashes, especially as they become adults. Less drama in the dog park years. Smart thinking, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you found your compatible canines. Everyone's got the green light.
Yeah.
Time to open the doors and let the bonding begin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think. But our Danish dog gurus, they had a curveball on this one.
Oh.
Solo training. Even after dog number two comes home. Surprised me too, at first.
Okay, yeah, that's not
Yeah.
what I expected. Why separate if the goal is BFFs eventually?
Think about it from the new dog's view, right? New place, new smells, new people, new routine. It's a lot. Now add another dog who seems to know the score, running around, wants attention, overwhelming.
Sensory overload for a pup who's maybe a little unsure already.
Exactly. Solo training's like, hey, let's get you settled, understanding my language, my rules, before we add the canine chaos.
Makes sense. Like, I wouldn't throw someone learning English into a pub quiz night right away. Gotta ease them in.
Right. Plus, and this is clever, they call it the monkey see, monkey do effect.
Uh-oh, that sounds ominous.
Dogs are wicked smart. They watch each other. So if your older dog, well, let's say they have quirks,
My perfectly trained angel. Never.
the new pup might learn those faster than you can say treat time, unfortunately.
Oh no. Twice the mischief, double the chewed shoes.
It's not bad influence, exactly. More like dogs are just sponges for habits. You've seen them at the park. One starts doing something, suddenly they're all doing it.
Okay, that's true. So solo training, it's not just a newbie, it's containing the spread of any
Yeah.
unintentional lessons, too.
Exactly. Speaking of challenges, they had some really good points about puppies as the new addition.
Oh boy, yeah. Cuteness overload, but also they're like tiny furry tornadoes of chaos sometimes. What'd they say about that?
Big on the puppy free zone idea. Basically, a spot your older dog can escape to.
Like a senior sanctuary,
Yeah.
away from all that puppy energy. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But is it really a big deal if the older one gets a bit overwhelmed sometimes?
It's more than a bit, right? It's about resource guarding, which is instinctual for dogs.
Resource guarding.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that one before.
So dogs protect what they value: food, spots, toys, even their humans sometimes. Your older dog, they've been top dog, used to their privileges. New puppy shows up, all bouncy and grabby. That's a threat, right?
Not because they dislike the puppy, but they're like, hey, this is mine.
Spotter. The puppy free zone, it's like a haven, no need to guard in there, less stress, less chance of conflict, especially early on.
Smart. Managing those expectations right off the bat. But we do want her to be buddies eventually. There's got to be exercises to help them learn to share, right?
Totally. It's easy to get so caught up in the trained to-dos that we forget, like, these are emotional beings, too. So the puppy-free zone, it's not just practical. It's about giving the older dog a little emotional break, too, huh?
100%. You're creating that sense of security for everyone. And yeah, there are definitely specific exercises, once they're ready, to help them learn the whole sharing is caring thing.
Lay it on us. What are some good ones to, like, build that foundation for friendship?
Okay, leave it. That command, game changer, especially with multiple dogs. High value stuff, toys, treats, you redirect before a squabble even starts.
Ah, good old leave it.
Yeah.
Every dog owner's best friend, honestly. What else you got? Impulse control's huge. Like, teaching them to wait patiently for food, mealtime, that can be a resource guarding landmine. Solid wait before they dig in, so much less tension.
Boundaries. For everyone's sanity, let's be real. Mm-hmm. So we've covered a lot, from puppy fences to, like, almost doggy dating profiles there.
Almost.
But what really hit home for me from this guide was how much they emphasize the unique bond two dogs can have, you know?
Oh, for sure. It's easy to get lost in the day-to-day, the double walks, double the food. But they reminded us, it's not just more dog, it's something special. That companionship another dog gets them in a way we can't.
Like that saying, to understand someone, walk a mile in their shoes. Or sniff a fire hydrant on their level, right?
Yeah.
But seriously, there's something so cool about knowing our pups can have that kind of fun, that understanding with each other.
Totally. Dogs are social, we're their pack, but having a furry friend to romp with, explore with, cuddle up with, that's enriching in a way we can't always be.
I love that. We give them love, but that dog-dog bond, that's special. So as we wrap up, any last words of wisdom for those about to be two-dog households out there?
Biggest thing I took from this guide is it's a journey, not a finish line. There'll be great days, rough days, maybe a few chewed up things along the way.
The price of love.
Right. But patience, consistency, nurturing those individual bonds while they build the dog-dog one, that's how you set them up for success. And enjoy it. Those friendships blooming. It's the best.
So well said. Happy training, everyone. Remember, prep, love, and for all the nitty-gritty from onlinehun.dk, check our show notes for the link. Until next time, keep those tails wagging.